Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
MKMOX. Happy Monday to you. Hope you all had a great holiday weekend. In studio, we have Ed Wheatley, the author of From St. Louis to Cooperstown, many other books, expert on the Browns, expert on all things St. Louis baseball. Great to have you in. Thanks, Ed. Appreciate
it. Glad to be on the show.
And a fellow senior men's league baseball player, but a little different. I'm playing my first game tomorrow, and you say you play like 100 games a year.
About that, yeah. Just here in locally and then in tournaments across the country, yeah.
Now, did this just sort of happen to you, the playing part, or did you 20 years ago say, they're going to carry me out feet first, I'm going to just keep on playing as much as I can?
Probably the latter, but I mean, I've just, ever since I was a little, growing up in baseball, my dad played professional baseball, I bat boyed for a lot of teams, and yeah. It was just always a part of my life. So, you know, even when I was older and, you know, working in outside baseball, you know, I still played, and it's just it's a way to stay healthy. You stay limber, your mind stays focused, and when you're playing, you feel like you're 30 or something, you know, because it's all the rules. It's just what your body does and how fast it does. So if you keep your body in shape and stretched out, you can do more. Yeah, but it's fun. It's just something mentally fun.
Who did your dad play for?
He was in the Yankees organization and was a really, really good ball player. He was part of that group of men where the question is what high school had in the 40s and 50s had the most players in the major league, Beaumont. But he kept getting hurt, just like in those days. We didn't have the medical technology that you do today that you can come back. But so he got a couple years in a row. And
yeah.
But then came back and played all those years. St. Louis had the greatest semi-pro leagues of the 50s and 60s, and you know, a team would normally had four or five major leaguers and another four or five former minor leaguers and good players. So you know, kind of got back into that kind of segment myself. And you'll make your first walk across the chalk line tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm excited. Really excited.
Yeah, missed you a couple. We played your team a week ago Saturday. I'm not going to say who won, but it wasn't his.
Yeah, they said it was going to be a close game, so I should stay away. I don't know what that meant. But
you're better off waiting a week.
You're good. You're good at home.
Yeah.
That's what we need you.
Or they tell them we're the wrong field.
Yeah, we're in Sauget this week, Dave. We're not at SLU.
Yeah.
That's great. No, I'm excited. I'm super excited. And like I was telling you, it's a weird thing because I haven't played in about 30 years. I played when I was 32, 33, but I also haven't been injured in 33 right. years.
Yeah.
So I basically have just kind of stayed pretty close to the same.
We'll talk about that on Wednesday.
Yes, we will.
Bring the heating pads and ice packs.
Yeah, well, sure. What's really funny is Stu's been telling me, he's like, now we're pretty post-game focused. And I'm like, 7:15, 8, 9, 10, going out at 10, I go to bed at 9. Like, how's this going to work out?
Sometimes you games don't end until 7:30 because there's some fields that we don't start until 7:30 because of the sun, and then you might have an hour drive home, so
yeah,
we'll have to have some extra coffee for you tomorrow.
All right.
Yeah, well, at least you have a pretty close drive.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
You'll be able to stay up tomorrow.
And I doubt I'm playing, so.
Well, you'll play. You may not start.
What do you mean I won't start? Well,
I don't know. I'm not the manager.
Somebody's got to chase the foul balls.
I mean, yeah. There is a job for everyone.
Fine. Fine with me.
Hey, listen, I spent years just being a bullpen catcher.
Yeah.
That was my job.
How far in baseball did you go, Ed?
Well, I played in college, but I just decided, you know, wasn't... You know, the thing that's amazing, you know, just a year ago, the 20,000th player crossed into the major leagues. Mm-hmm. Since 1876. And 27% of those guys played less than 25 games. So, you know, wow. These people who want to make it, or you see these mothers on the sidelines of young kids thinking they're going to get a $43 million a year contract. It's not going to happen. And, you know, there were things I've seen, you know, the struggles like my father and some of his friends. And if, especially if you're in the minors, you know, it's a lot of bus rides. And you're eating bologna sandwiches or jelly sandwiches because that's all you can afford.
Yeah, it recently got a little better, but it ain't luxury.
That's not luxury, no. So I just decided there were some things and some programs that I was offered that I got into that worked out really well. Yeah. And then it was like, let's get back heavy. And, you know, luckily came along and the St. Louis Browns fan club, and I do things with the Cardinals as well, you know, was kind of dying. And I said, I got to wait. I'm going to take over. And, you know, here we are. Team hasn't played in 72 years. And next month we will have this run of annual Browns reunion luncheons over at the MAC, and we'll have 300 to 400 people coming for a team that hasn't played.
That's really great.
And that led to, you know, the books and the movies and the Emmy Awards and the things like that from the PBS films. But it's part of it's really the St. Louis culture. You know, yeah, it's a little work to do it, but St. Louis loves baseball, and they come out, and they're charged. And it's, you know, yeah, they haven't played in 72 years, so, you know, a lot of the people, haven't watched. There are a few that saw Browns games. So we're teaching new generations this love of the game and what it was like. For St. Louis, they have two teams, an American League, mm-hmm. Which I think stimulated a better fan base because you got to see everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, you're in a National League, but yet here come the American League. Here comes Babe Ruth. Here comes Lou Gehrig, Bob Feller. And I think that really helped. And then having KMOX is kind of like the flagship of Major League Baseball with its broad signal going from coast to coast in Canada and Mexico. The rest of the country learned about St. Louis baseball. So, you know, it's bringing it alive. And like I said, this year I'm bringing in Babe Ruth's grandson for the luncheon. And he's just a great, great guy, the knowledge. But Babe Ruth had so many events and things in St. Louis that it's amazing, and it's just going to be so much fun to, you know, you always do the 6 degrees of separation with Kevin Bacon. I'm going to give you 1 degree to Babe Ruth, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what it's like.
What for the St. Louis Cardinals fan out there who knows of the Browns but knows nothing about the Browns, yeah. What would you like them to take away from this? Should they know?
Well, I mean, it's a lot of it goes back to, you know, they weren't the best and great team. They lost 1,000 more games than they won, so you got to say that and get off air. But you know, they also coined the phrase "first in booze, first in shoes, last in the American League." They were the lovable losers before the Cubs took the moniker back in the '60s. But you know, they were a good team. They played the Cardinals in the 1944 World Series. The one time they get to the summit, they got to share it. You know,
We replayed that for charity.
Yeah,
a number of years ago. That was one of the Guinness Book of World Records games that we did. Yeah.
And
Browns streetcar series.
Yes, yeah. The streetcar series. But it was the thing that you could go to a ballpark. They shared the same ballpark. The Browns actually own Sportsman's Park, which there's so many tentacle stories between the team is that when they had a separate park, Robeson Field, just 5 blocks away at Van Deventer and Natural Bridge, the site of Beaumont High School, and it was the last wooden grandstand structure in Major League Baseball. It burned down. I guess the ash got into the water system of Beaumont, and that's why they had all the major leaguers. But they then moved over, and because Branch Rickey made that happen. He got into it with the Browns owner because he wanted to build the farm system. The Browns owner didn't want to spend the money. Rickey goes over. Sam Braden, who just bought the Cardinals, says, make it happen. Their stadium burns down. He tells the Browns, look, you're gone half the time. Why don't we use your stadium? I'll pay you. Wasn't a lot of money because the Catsby ball didn't divide by 30. So the Cardinals were not spending much money supporting their team. So they invested it all in the minor leagues, this new minor league system Rickey created. Mm-hmm. It led to pennants in 26, 28, 30, 31, 34, 42, 43, 44, and 46. And people say, what happened to 45? Stan went in the Navy.
That's right.
And they lost by 2.5 games at the pennant. So he would have, I think he could have made a difference for three games.
A little
games.
Bit. Oh, he would have been an 8 or 9 war player?
Yeah. He was.
I'd have to look it up, but he would have been worth probably at least 8 or 9 wins.
Let's drill down a little bit on Stan. We were talking about that. I'm watching the Ken Burns doc, who doesn't spend enough time on Stan. And a lot of St. Louis fans probably think, oh, yeah, he was great for St. Louis. But they don't understand the impact that he had.
Well, when Stan died, I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but I think it was like 18 major league records, 30 national league records. Mm-hmm. The biggest hit, I mean, and this is kind of like the Burns. That is a thing that always kind of bothered me in that series. It's a great series. I've told Ken Burns, because I have worked with him and talked to him, how much I enjoyed it. But the Cardinals, as I just rattled off some numbers, they were in they won the pennant every year, and in the years they didn't, they were in second, just a few games behind. And there was a great team there that wasn't the Yankees or the Red Sox. But the problem with Stan, he didn't get 500 home runs. They've used that against him, and it's like, my God, you know, he led the world in doubles and all these records I speak of.
Did he have the triples record forever?
Yeah, and the doubles, the doubles. He, you know, but people don't understand. Sportsman's Park had the pavilion in right field, 11-foot wall, and then a 26-foot fence that went to the roof. That's why he led the world in doubles, because he would just pound the ball in most stadiums. It's a home run. But here, it's doubles, and therefore, he only hit 475 home runs. I guarantee you he would have hit over 600. Could he have approached 700? Very well, because of all those years. Plus, if he would have gotten a year out of the Navy. But that is one of the things I always hear. But Musial never hit 5 home runs. Well, if you understood, the nickname for Sportsman's Park was Fenway West.
Yeah.
Because it's just like the Green Monster. But, you know, he is kind of, you know, they those who have watched the film and the backdrop from the film, you know, Musial was kind of boring in a bad way. He wasn't controversial like Ruth or all these others. Williams, you know, Williams wouldn't talk to the press. He wouldn't look. Stan would talk to everybody, you know. Was he boring because he hit the same amount of hits on the road as he did at home? I mean, you know, it's all these things that if you know Stan and you study him, he was one of the best ever, you know, especially during the decades he played. And in the 50s, the Cardinals did him no favor. They had some lousy teams and didn't have a lot of protection behind him that he would have seen different pitches. I mean, the Cardinals traded Wally Moon and Bill Verdon back-to-back rookies of the year. I mean, that's how crazy the Cardinals were in those years.
Interesting. What do you think of the Cardinals today?
You know, I just came from the 1-2-3 luncheon, and, you know, we had a big thing. I mean, my answer was, wait a minute, there's still a game out of the playoffs for the wild card. So, you know, the house isn't fully on fire, so don't scream. Do they need some pitching help? Yeah. They need to grow up and say, okay, a couple of those pitchers, we're done now. Get McGreevy up here, even though McGreevy didn't have a good game yesterday. I think the talent is showing itself. This is the year that they're just play. Where in the last several years, it's been too many guys, and you know, if I don't do well today, I'm on the bench. You know what that feeling's like.
About to.
So there's a lot of... I fed him, didn't I? Yeah. So there's a lot of pressure. The pressure's off. And I you know, and I got to spend a lot of time with Chaim Bloom. I had a little dinner thing. It's the only one he did when he was here outside the Cardinals. And we spent a lot of time talking. And I really believe him. Not that anything against Mozeliak. I mean, when you look what Mozeliak has done here and the DeWitts have done here, I mean, only the Yankees and Dodgers have had more wins than during that period. And, you know, you can't win every year. Nobody ever wins every year. You know, they had some bad breaks when Oscar Tavares was all set to be this five-tool player forever. You know, then they had to make bad, not bad trade, but unnecessary trades to backfill him. This TV contract has hurt them, where all the money all those years was rear end loaded, and then all of a sudden that's not coming to fruition. But I think, you know, the thing of it is DeWitt has Chaim Bloom out making the bet he's going to sleep in. Go fix the player development. I think the Cardinals hurt themselves with the TV contract. They had to start controlling costs. The pandemic came along and hit the costs. And then the work stoppage was not as long as they had projected and thought. And so they really stepped away from the Cardinal way in the player development. It's coming back. All you have to do is say, why does Tampa Bay win every year and they don't have any money to spend? There's a way to do it. And it's, and as he said, it's, you go and you buy these contracts now. You can get a guy, a big-name guy, and he's got an out clause in a year. So you've traded young talent for him, and he's gone. And what are you at? Boom. And they've had some of that scenario, too. So,
and where do people get the latest book?
You get the latest book. It's at any brick-and-mortar store. You can get it from ReedyPress.com. You can get it on Amazon, anywhere you go. It's out there. It's doing well. It's getting very good reviews across the country. So,
well, I appreciate your work. I really do. It's so interesting. Thank you, Ed.
All right.
Welcome back, guys. DGS.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
1041 FM KMOX. Matt Pauly just walked in from the sports office, and you guys have some breaking Cardinals news.
Relatively breaking, but today the Cardinals finally made the move to put J.J. Weatherholt in AAA. It's a big deal. We've been asking how many weeks now?
A while.
I mean, at least 3 or 4 weeks, maybe a month. Like, what's the holdup? He was dominating AA, getting on base at a 400 clip, hitting for power, hit a couple home runs yesterday. Maybe that was it. They just needed to see a 2-home run day, and that's what he did yesterday, and now he's moving on to Memphis, which is good.
Yeah.
Your top prospect is a phone call away from being a big leaguer. depending on how he does and what happens with your big league roster and all of that. But I think what we see from him in the, whatever time he's at AAA, it's going to tell us a lot about how this is going to shake out for next year with the lineup.
I think it does a couple things. It changes the narrative a little bit. It's a little bit of positive news to talk about with the organization. But more importantly, if there is a scenario where it makes sense to bring him up as a September call-up, you now have, I'll use the word runway, but it's a different type of runway. He now has that AAA runway where he can try to master the AAA level where you feel like you're pretty comfortable bringing him up in September.
So where would he play?
I mean, eventually it's second, but this year, who knows?
I mean, the only places that are reasonably sensible in the short-term future are second base, third base, and outfield. Mason, unless you're going to do something crazy and trade Mason Wynn, which I don't get any sense they have any interest in doing, nor should they. If you're going to do something crazy like that, maybe he plays short, but his future position is hitter. And maybe he's a guy that plays a couple of spots when he's young and then settles into one.
Is he a good fielder, though?
Yeah, he's fine. He's not. So the scouting reports on him in college were that he would not stay at shortstop, but that he'd be more than fine at second base, maybe even plus at second base. He's athletic enough and runs well enough to play the outfield if you want to go there. He can play third base. He hasn't played third base since he was 19 playing at West Virginia. But if you can play short at all, you can play third.
What do you think he'll play in AAA?
Great question. Probably shortstop.
Yeah, because that's all he's playing, which is, this is one of the frustrations of the way they're bringing him up, because they're not playing him at the positions where there is the most logical need at the big league level for him.
They have a lot of clearing of space to do. They're going to have to move. And we're going to talk about this on the Redbird Rush Hour. Yes. Bernie and I were texting about this earlier. Like, you're going to have to clear out at least two players, especially amongst the left-handed hitters, to start making room. And that's, so we're talking about Burleson, Nootbaar, Gorman, maybe Donovan. I mean, and then you got to ask, who gets you the best return? And maybe that's the reason you choose a player to move. Who gets you the most coming back that you can use on the pitching side or whatever?
Which people are going to scream and yell about, but we need to do it.
They have to. So, your choices are trade Burleson, who is young, controllable, and actually one of your more productive hitters. Trade Nootbaar, which is possible, but he's probably got, doesn't have tremendous value because he's been inconsistent and hurt a lot. Trade Nolan Gorman, who's the 30, 35, 40 homer guy, but doesn't have a position and is up and down. But if he goes somewhere else and hits 40 home runs, how much are you going to get yelled at?
Yeah.
And then do you want to trade your all-star?
I'll tell you guys about Michael's Baths. Thank you, Matt Pauly. Appreciate it.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.